Hello everyone, my name is Jessica Nguyen and I will be your host for today's podcast. So today's topic can be pretty heavy to talk about and it's supposed to create discomfort. So I'm just letting you know that it's going to get pretty serious. So today I will be talking about the anti-blackness in the Asian community. So what drove me to talk about this topic was a tweet that I saw about 2 weeks ago, and the tweet basically was a black woman trying to advertise or, you know, boast about her new hair salon in the making, and in the tweet it said, "Stop going to them Asians for your hair." Now, this tweet created a lot of backlash and a lot of negative reactions from the Asian community. And I just saw this particular argument floating around, which was, now if an Asian was to tweet, "Hey, stop going to black people for your hair," it would create a lot more controversy. Which was a little baffling, to say the least. I don't agree with that argument at all. It showed a subtle form of microaggression and anti-blackness all over. And there are many tweets like that. There were hundreds and thousands of reactions and tweets and replies, just like that one. And it motivated me to pick this topic to talk about today because I don't think people realize, but in the hair industry or the beauty industry, a lot is being, I guess, dominated by Asians, mainly Koreans. And Koreans, or I guess to broadly call it Asians, because there might be other Asian hair salons, but people don't realize that this Asian hair kind of market is discriminating against black people within the whole industry. And I think it's ridiculous. I mean, people want to get their hair done, or people in general just want to start their own business and they can't even buy from Korean salesperson because they're being discriminated against and they're being racially profiled. And I guess not a lot of people on Twitter knows that, so they jumped the gun and said that the black woman was being racist and that her tweet was too aggressive and that if other people would say this about black people that it would get blah 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 blah. So I just want to talk broadly about this whole situation because this is not the only incident that's ever happened between Asians and black people. This is not the only conflict that's ever happened because it dates back all the way to freaking Japanese Americans, Chinese Americans, Chinese immigrants coming to America. It dates back way historically back, and I think it needs to be addressed now because anti-blackness in the Asian community has been so pervasive and is so just concerning to me as an Asian myself, and to see this kind of interaction between two minority groups, it hurts because we're supposed to be, you know, standing up for each other. We're supposed to be in solidarity to fight this white supremacy that it's just, I don't understand. So I'm just going to talk more about that. And I'm also going to talk about the model minority myth, which kind of, I guess, sums up this whole, I guess, influence on the conflict. So the model minority myth basically states that Asians are the better minority group out of all the minorities because statistically they have been shown to be more successful and more adapted to American culture, and that they have a higher chance of achieving the American dream. Now, this myth, I guess, has been kind of offending a lot of Asian Americans because it seems like it's trying to belittle the experiences and the discrimination and prejudice that Asians get in the society, and it's just, I guess, downplaying the hardships that Asian Americans went through to be where they are today. And I kind of agree with that. I think that, you know, it shouldn't be saying that Asians just have it so much better than everyone else. It's like everyone has their own story, is what I'm trying to say. And it can't be applied to every Asian that we're just perfect and we have perfect lives and we are so much more successful. However, I think historically and statistically, Asians do have a better chance at, I guess, becoming successful in America. And I think that is an agenda, I guess, from white America that they're trying to, I guess, compliment and just boost Asian Americans up. But in the meantime, they're degrading African Americans. And that is not right. That's not fair. And it's not fair to say that, hey, Asian Americans have made it. Why can't Black Americans do the same? And I don't think it's fair to compare the two races because what Black Americans have to go through every day since all the way back to the 1600s or maybe even earlier than that, racism against Black people is different from racism of other minorities because of the institution of slavery. There's a clear difference between what Black people have gone through and what Asians have gone through. And I hate to call it a competition because it's not. Racism isn't a competition. It's not saying, hey, I have it worse than you, so I can do whatever I want. Or it's not like that. It's not a competition. But you have to think about the big picture because it's not, Black people aren't saying that, I guess, they're not saying that they have it so much worse than us to boost themselves. It's not a compliment. A lot of people think of this as like kind of arrogance, but that's just, I'm sorry, but that's really ridiculous. That's baffling because you think that saying that, hey, I go through so much more discrimination and prejudice more than you. And people think that's like boasting about it. It's not. It's the truth. It's reality. And it's not a compliment. So we should not make this a competition between who has it worse. Because in the world, historically, with the big picture and all, you have to agree that Black people just have it a lot harder. They do. They have a lot harder between the between slavery and police brutality and just plain racist remarks. We cannot speak about their experiences. We cannot speak about black issues. We cannot speak on their behalf because we don't know what it's like. So I think that other minorities and Asians, as I'm speaking specifically, Asian Americans should take a step back and just reflect and realize that, hey, we are all minorities, but some of us just have it worse. Some of us needs more advocates. Some of us needs more, I guess, voices. And some of us needs more action to be done. The whole tweet thing is another thing. In general, I just think that we should, as America, should not step over black people's feelings and shouldn't tell them what to feel or what to say because we do not know what it is like to be in their shoes. So another topic I want to touch on is profiting off of black culture. And I don't think this issue has stopped, and it keeps on going and going, and it just makes me so uncomfortable to see. So I want to address this real quick. Statistically speaking, Asian Americans are, I guess, have contributed a lot to the act of colorism. Even in, as you see in like Korea or China or like just East Asia in general, the beauty standard is that if you have white skin or pale skin, it's considered beautiful, and that's the standard. And if you're tan, you're considered dirty or just not beautiful. And so, of course, that standard kind of carries on to America also, and Asian Americans have just continued to, I guess, the anti-blackness by contributing to colorism as well. And it's not even the base, it's not even the tip of the iceberg. So I just want to talk about how Asians, a lot of minorities, other minorities do this too, but since the topic is in the Asian community, I will be only talking about Asians. So it seems to me that Asians have been appropriating black culture while degrading black people at the same time. Can you believe that? That's actually ridiculous to me. It's being shown in a lot of, I guess, K-pop music videos, Korean pop, if you didn't know what K-pop is. And people just are just wearing braids, wearing dreads without realizing the history of it or the prejudice that black people had to face by wearing, even just wearing those hairstyles. And a lot of people use this argument that it's just hair, it's just a style, and they're not appropriating, they're appreciating, which is incorrect to me at least. They're not appreciating if they don't acknowledge where it came from. You know, And it's not just a hairstyle, because there are news every day about a little just black girls wearing their natural hairstyle, or not even, if it's not natural, then styled hair to school, and being prejudiced and being discriminated against and being expelled from their school because they're wearing a certain hairstyle, like braids or dreads. And it just, it makes me sad, because a lot of people think it's just hair, but it's not. It's history. It comes with a lot of aggression, and it comes with a lot of racial undertones, which people don't understand. That black people wear these hairstyles and get mistreated, but that other minorities wear it and suddenly it's a style, it's a trend, it's just hair. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right. And we, as Asians, as Americans, should stop profiting off of black culture while speaking down on black people at the same time. I just don't understand. There's this other concept called ABG, or Asian baby girl, which basically is just Asians ripping off black culture and then styling it and making it their own. It's this new phenomena. It basically consists of Asian Americans wearing gold chain, hoops, Bantu knots, and then just dating only black men. And while doing this, they don't realize the whole culture of it all. They don't realize the history of it all. They just think it's a trend. It's popular and it's cool to act like that or to dress like that. It's just not right, y'all. It's not right to be, you know, using other people's cultures and making it your own. And then in the meanwhile, you're being aggressive to black people and you're just being anti-black. This is a form of anti-blackness. 'Cause if you're profiting off black culture without, you know, I guess appreciating the history, or even just know where it came from or know what came with it, I guess. It's a form of anti-blackness. It's a form of ignorance, and it should be stopped. Even with the slur, I saw this tweet the other day about a black person saying the slur chink, which is derogatory towards Asians, and then someone replying with, but if an Asian says the N-word, then all hell would break loose. Guys, it is not the same. It's not the same. Historically, chink and the N-word are not on the same level. And people might say that I'm trying to compare again, or that it's not competition. It's not. But you have to think that in history, those words are never going to be on the same scale, on the same level of offensiveness, on the same level of just, I guess, hatred. And someone replied to this tweet very cleverly, as I would say, is that if you can't even say the word, like, if you have to censor it by calling it N-word, then you know which word is worse. And I find that really clever, and I really liked it, because that's the truth. If you can't even say it, then you know. You know. And I don't want to compare. I am not comparing. It's not a competition. is not supposed to be. But people just, I guess you just have to realize and you have to reflect that it's never going to be on the same level. We are Asian Americans, will never have the same type of, I guess, discrimination that Black people face every day, every single day of their lives. We won't. We will never be able to. So I think that we should stop trying to fight, I guess, trying to defend ourselves, because it's just going to create more conflict that we don't need. We need to be in solidarity. We need to support each other. We need to stand for each other. Like, Black Lives Matter. We have to help. We have to raise our voices, but not overstep. Just help. And to all you fellow Asians out there, we can change. We can change this. We can be better. And we can learn. That's the best that we could do. Just learn from our actions, from our words, from our experiences. And just know that in the end, we are trying to fight the same problem. So that's all I have for you guys today. Sorry this rant, or not rant, I guess, but this podcast was a little lengthy. It's just a topic that I'm very passionate about that I want to get out there. I just want everyone to know this. I want everyone to reflect on themselves and their actions. And if you're uncomfortable, if you felt discomfort hearing this, then it's working. Because discomfort means that you felt, I guess, a little pressured, a little burdened. And you shouldn't fight against it. You should evolve. You should all evolve to fight. Okay? So I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.